just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears. God.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy back at it again.
Back at it again. Not gonna lie to you guys, this is like take seven because my dog has been misbehaving so badly.
We love sassy bitch Stella until she really will not stop sassing. We tried everything.
I'm exhausted. I've had a mental breakdown over trying to just record this with a dog that is humping and sighing and barking and scratching and, you know, all the things. Any sort of mother, whether you're a fur baby mother or a human mother, I'm sure you can relate to when, like, the baby is just not cooperating with your plans.
Like, at all. And we took her for, like, a long walk. Like, she was done.
Yeah, we were like, we have to exhaust her today because we've got to record. We even like drove about an hour and a half up to the Central Coast because there's roof works going on at our place. So we're recording from my mum's and we just didn't want the noise and the interruption and we brought her with us. And what did we get?
Noise and interruption.
Yep. So if she starts up, I think we're safe now. It's taken a lot. But yeah. I think we're safe now. But if she starts up again, I'm sorry, you guys. We're just going to have to power through.
She is such a baby, though. Like, she'll have a little sass moments for, like, an hour, and then she'll just pass out on the floor, which is what she's done now.
It's called a tantrum.
It's so cute, though.
I can relate, but also, fuck.
Fuck, no. All right, well, let's dive in.
Getting into it, sis. So you've recently heard from us because we did a bonus episode on Sunday.
We did, and it was heavy on the audience participation, which we love.
We loved it. So, guys, please, anytime anything hectic happens to you and you give us permission to drop it on the podcast, please send it to us. We love it. We obviously keep everything in, like, we keep our own stuff anonymous. We'll keep your stuff anonymous, but please keep sending us stuff because we are living for it. We loved it.
Yeah, there was some hectic in a good way material in the last one, and we have got a bit of audience participation later in this episode as well, which I'm very excited to share.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. You've read them, I haven't.
Yeah, so I thought we'd keep it a bit of a surprise.
Like active listening sort of stuff going on. Anyway, so back to regular programming. Lucy, roster updates, go baby.
Okay, so guys, I don't know if probably everyone's going to be so surprised to hear this. I don't have a roster still.
Shocking.
I know. So last episode, not last episode, but the last proper episode, I shagged Kiwi Dude, which was rather nice.
He was cute.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun time. And he didn't ghost me. So I think in the last episode, I was concerned he hadn't messaged me since like 12 hours ago when I last saw him. Not one to jump to conclusions, but I'm jumping off that cliff, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, never assume anything. Oh
yeah, so anyways, he did message, we have like chatted a little bit, but I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of one of those where like I think all the anticipation and excitement of it was just like because I hadn't met him and before we hooked up, and then I feel like after that it just went a little dry.
Yeah
I get that. Yeah, like it was a bit small talky and it was a bit like
like ticking the boxes for like sex aftercare, like I'm not a dick, like I didn't ghost you, but there's just like no substance here.
Oh look, I don't even know if it was that really, because the first initial message was a shirtless selfie.
The more you know. I didn't know this.
Yeah, no, and I was just like, okay,
if I'd known that, I wouldn't have let you shag him.
No, this was after the first message. The first message after our shag was a shirtless selfie.
I thought you meant like how he slid into the DMs was a shirtless picture. I was like, ew.
No. Yeah, no, that would have been like an instant no. But look, like, did I appreciate it? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I like to look upon it. However, it was a bit like, oh God, because it was also kind of like my immediate reaction was like, this has just been sent to like every chick in your DMs, hasn't
it? Oh yeah,
it?
He's gone through and be like, that one, and that one.
Yeah, so I was a bit like, oh God. But, you know, it's what it is. Didn't really expect anything else from him. No. So, and also he was only in Sydney for a work trip, so he's gone now.
Mm-hmm. So back to wherever he lives in New Zealand. And
yeah.
Hopefully there might be like a random hookup night one time in New Zealand, but otherwise not really anything else.
Yeah, you never know. Like if I happen to be in New Zealand, then I might message him. But I do also think it's quite a big country, so
it's not that big. It's not that big.
Oh, I don't know.
But also you're from England, I'm from Australia. I'm pretty sure England is more than New Zealand.
Yeah, like, look, like, are we talking like,
okay, maybe we shouldn't be talking about a like geography lesson.
I was gonna say that, because I like, even if we're just talking about the UK, which I know is really small, but I'm not traveling from London to Manchester for a man, and that's only 2 hours on the train. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck no. Yeah. But anyway, but like Australia, New Zealand, I feel like people are more willing to be like, oh, like you're all the way over here, because it's so far from everything. So we're very unspoiled. So if we get visitors, like the amount of times I've driven to like Sydney to meet up with friends from the UK for like a coffee and things like that, because I'm like, oh my God, no, you have come all this way. I'm not going to miss out on seeing you.
Yeah, no, that's adorable. I'm not like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are not like that. Anyway, okay, so you heard from the Kiwi again. What happened over the weekend though? Because that's...
Yeah, okay, so look, we got so drunk on Sunday. I'm going to say we because you were a bit tipsy as well.
No, I was drunk. I participated, okay. But yeah. Then I also like had enough and went home.
Yeah, look, I didn't. So one of our other friends, I'm just going to say, because I don't know if they want to be mentioned or not. One of our other friends was with someone they had a couple dates with, and they were going to another bar, and I was like, I'm going to come with you. So I was fucking third wheeling all night.
To be fair, no, I sent you. I was like, I'm from here. I'm going home. Lucy, you go with them. Go get content.
Yeah. And oh, did I try. Oh, did I try. I was fucking on one. Like, it. No wonder I had such anxiety the next day, because like the beer fear was real. I had like 10 WhatsApp messages from the bouncer because I hit on him. I was like, there was a band playing. I really liked the look of the bassist. I was hitting on him. Turns out he had a girlfriend. So then I was just like, mate.
Good girl.
And then there was like another guy in the band that I was hitting on. There was a girl from the band I was hitting on. Like, it was just a lot, babe. Like, I was on one, and I didn't realize how drunk I was, but it was pretty exceptionally drunk.
We've had this discussion where I don't know if you were so drunk I've never seen you that drunk, or if I'm usually just really drunk with you, but it was a sight to behold.
It was a lot. Like, I was in the Uber home and I was just like, wow. Oh my God, like, yeah, this really hit now.
So imagine you're me lying in bed watching Law and Order SVU messaging a boy all in the fields and things. We'll get to that later. And Lucy just, I want to say, I know that you didn't, but it's like this girl rolled in, basically kicked down the door and was like, I didn't get a peen. I'm so proud of myself. Stella, I didn't get a peen. And I'm like, she's sitting on the edge of my bed giving me like some very serious relationship advice. Her eyes are going like sideways. And she's like, anyway, that's all good, Liv. You'll sort it all out, babe. And I didn't get a peen. I'm so proud of myself. I didn't bring anyone home. It's like, yeah, good job, Lucy. You didn't settle. You didn't settle tonight.
Look, I did think about it. And I remember like so embarrassing. I remember saying to one of these guys in the bar, I was just like, okay, talk me through how you feel you are eating pussy. And he was just like, oh, you know, like, I think it's wrong to rate myself. Like, I'm not going to say that I'm the best ever. He's like, but what I will tell you is I won't give up. But, like, he's like, I'll try really hard. Like, I take constructive feedback. And I was like, you were saying all the right things, my sir. But, like, I was just, like, dying at how serious I was taking this conversation.
You were making them jump through the hoops.
Yeah. And then...
Fuck!
I know. And then at the end of the night, I was just like, all right, see you later. I'm going home. And he was like, whoa, what? Like, without me? And I was just like, yeah, bye.
See ya. Bye.
So, yeah, pretty hectic. But I did also drunk message Mr. Wants Wife.
Course you did.
Like, I didn't just drunk message him though, like, I sent several messages and when he stopped replying, I just sent more because he was obviously asleep.
Yeah, that's the best way to, you know, save yourself.
Yeah, no,
it's just, you know, to keep messaging.
No babe, do you know what's the best way is when they're not replying to your messages, drop a couple missed calls as well. I try and ring him twice. I was like, I can come over now. And I was like ringing him because I was waiting for my Uber. And I was like, am I coming over? Yeah, and obviously he was asleep. And then replies the next day. And I'm like, I am a fucking horrific human being. Why have I done that?
This is news to me.
The shame of it.
Liz. I knew that you'd messaged him maybe once.
Yeah, no, it was a lot.
At least you weren't like fighting with yourself in his DMs.
Exactly. He's done worse.
He's done worse. But also, like, he's going to get attached from you DMing him drunk, whereas you are not going to get attached from him DMing you drunk. So it's a bit of a different thing, which makes you more of a monster.
Yeah, Liv was pretty mad at me. I'm not going to lie. You did your stern face.
Look, I'm not one to talk, but.
It's not nice. Drunk messaged anybody
but Mr. Wants a Wife. He deserves to be left alone now. The poor thing.
I know. Yeah. I went through a lot of people got a drunk message. A random boy on Hinge. Turns out he works like in the mines or something. So he was like away on a work trip.
FIFO, yeah.
I haven't even met him anyway. So yeah.
Oh, anywho. My God. Okay, so that's the last time I leave you out by yourself.
Yeah, do you know
that what? Is such a lie. Nothing can keep me from going home to, like, a pork roll in bed.
Did you get a pork? Oh, no, you got quesadillas.
I got quesadillas, and I, like, lost my appetite halfway through, like, a couple of bites of mine.
Thank God, because I came home and I was like, I see there are quesadillas here. And I was like, Liv, I'm starving and I'm too drunk to make anything. I'm going to eat those.
Yeah, no, do you remember how that conversation went?
Not really, no. I just remember that. Eating them and being like, I need them. I'm going to eat them.
No, because you got home and I was like, babe, there's a half, like a massive quesadilla that was mine. And then there's another half of a quesadilla that was Stella's. Dog-friendly quesadilla. There's a quesadilla that's Stella's. Help yourself because I have completely lost my appetite. And you were like, no, I'm going to make food. And then about 5 minutes later, Liv, I'm too drunk to make food. Are these quesadillas up for grabs?
Okay, that's how it went. All right, well, I did eat them. And then I went to sleep for like an hour, like a little power nap. And then I was like, oh, God, I shouldn't have eaten the quesadillas. I'm like, run.
Vomit all over the toilet. She did well, though, I think, for, like, Lucy standards. And this is how well I know you now. I know that you're a messy vomiter. I know that if majority of it makes it to the toilet, it's a win. And if you don't clog the toilet, it's a win. So I woke up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning and there was just, like, a couple of splatters all around the toilet seat. And I was like...
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
No, because I was kind of proud. I was like, she did a good job. This is an 8 out of 10.
Getting the aim was there.
Yeah. It's kind of like living with a man, except like instead of like piss everywhere every morning. It's like occasional vomit splatter, like in and around the toilet.
Oopsies.
Anyway.
Oh, at least I made it to the toilet. I feel like...
It was risky for a minute there.
Yeah. And also like my old London flat, well, my old one that I lived in with one of my best friends, B, it had like a long corridor from the bedrooms to the bathroom.
Oh, that's a no-hoper.
And every time, I swear, like either me or B got a bit drunk or whatever, and you would just hear like one of us just trying to run down the corridor and then like the splat of not making it. So at least I made it. But to be fair, it's right next to my bedroom.
It's 3 feet from the bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to like stealthily pour myself another glass of wine.
Don't do anything stealthy about it, babe.
I'm just like, this is not the podcast to be like stealthy about pouring another wine.
Just us talking about vomit and being like, oh yeah, I'll do another glass of wine.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh well, who cares? It's what you guys are here for, a good time.
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was that. I did also, apparently I met Hugh Jackman's brother in this bar, but I don't know if that was a lie, like told at a British person's expense.
Yeah, I feel like it was probably a fib, but I forgot that you told me this, but we do have to look up if Hugh Jackman has a brother.
Yeah. In fairness, if it was a fib, it was quite a good one because he did look a bit like him.
That's probably why they fibbed about it though.
Yeah, that's, it's all adding up, isn't it?
What was that?
Oh,
some like small dick prick.
It's like fucking earthquake.
Can you guys hear that? That is what we call the sound of a small penis, because it's some like probably some middle-aged fucking tosser driving through the center of town on his Harley and like revving to try and get all the attention.
Okay, blech. Hang on. We're just gonna have to pause for a sec while I go drop my number.
It's literally that is like the most small dick energy thing you can possibly do.
Yeah, not cute.
Oh, so gross. Anyway, so you also gave your number to the bouncer who hasn't stopped messaging you since.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not interested. I don't know why I did it.
I tell you what was the biggest ick of the night though.
What?
So our friend that we were out with, that was with like a guy that she's been talking to.
Mm.
Some like little fucking dweeb came up to us at the pub.
Yes.
And was just like all over her. And she was so drunk, she was just like sort of like buying into the attention a little bit, but like obviously not interested because it was this little fucking dweeb. And then she sent the screenshot of like his DMs to her later, and he's like, are you famous or something? Tell that guy you're with that you're not seeing him anymore. You're seeing daddy. He tries to call her and then he's like, boring.
Wait, I remember this guy being like young as well.
Yes, he was gross. But he came up and started talking to like us as a group, and like none of us were interested. And we were just like, oh yeah, like thanks. Like have a good day.
He was hitting on all of us, to be
fair.
I
literally was sitting there talking to like another dude, and he came over and like put his hand up my skirt.
I didn't know that.
Not all the way up, but like far enough up that it was under material. And I was like, no, thank you. Anyway. Gross.
I had
gross.
Some pretty problematic conversations with him about misogyny, because I was wearing my fuck the patriarchy bracelet that you made me.
friendship female. Which friendship
I like to wear as often as possible, especially around men, just because then I'm like, well, if you're not a feminist, you're not going to talk to me then. So
this guy did not pass the test, obviously.
Did not pass the test at all. So I was like trying to have conversations with him, because I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to have you come out of this conversation with different views than you came in with. But I was so drunk, like I didn't even know what I was saying. And I think I gave up halfway through and went and played pool with the boys.
Yeah, babe, I don't think he had the IQ to overcome his misogyny.
Yeah. But wait, can we circle back to him referring to himself as daddy? Because like, what is with like guys this age calling themselves daddy? It's such an ick.
He'd be 21. He'd be between 21 and 23.
Yeah,
and he's messaging women in their 30s like, blow off your boyfriend, you're seeing daddy now.
Oh, I can't even. It's so just remembering the skinny little legs as well. I'm like, oh, I can't.
Can we just give props to our friend's fella? So it was only like their second date.
I love him.
I love him.
Like,
we cannot speak highly enough about this man. I'm sure he won't listen to this, but if you are, you know who we're talking about. He handled everything like a champ. He's such a girl's guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just couldn't, like, I know it's only the second time that they've met him, that she's met him, first time for us, but, like,
yeah,
green flags all the way.
Even him, like, third wheeling, like, he was such a champ. We were having the best time. Like, we were all dancing together. And then, like, towards the end of the night, he was just like, okay, I'm like, he was like, all right, Luce, like, I'm ready to call it a night. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you've got my services for another half an hour. Who do you want me to wingman you with?
champion. He's for the girls.
So just
want to endorse that more than we already have by putting it on a podcast, because legend. My roster updates.
Yeah, go, babe. Oh,
fuck. So just as shocking as Lucy doesn't have a roster, in other more shocking news, I've been in my feelings, so I've let the team down. I know!
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, she really has.
So Floppy Head Idiot has had me in a chokehold, and I don't really know. I just I've been in the feels for, like, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks straight, which is, like, pretty good for me lately. Like, I don't think I've been in the feels for somebody for more than 2 weeks since the fucking Scotsman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is time.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. I just get fucking stuck, and then I don't want to see or speak to anybody else because it just, like, comes back around and it's like, oh, hopefully it'll work, and then it never fucking does.
You're a real romantic. That's what it is. Like, you think the best of everyone. You hope for the best in every situation. And you're just a real optimist when it comes to, like, love and romance. And I love it, because I think, like, the amount of, like, shit you've been through as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been through shit, and I feel like it makes me, like, a bit bitter and a bit, like, standoffish.
Whereas you haven't
lost the hope, though. Like, yeah. I feel like you, like, you're very aware and stuff, but you haven't lost, like, the hope and promise of that. And I fucking love that.
No, because I know it's going to happen for me. And I just, you know, I see people as individuals. I don't take what other men have done out on – I don't take what other men have done to me out on, like, whoever I see next.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but I think it's like a fine line of, like, sometimes you should just, like, take those life lessons and apply them to new situations, and I never do. And anyway, I learned the hard way. But anyway, so I've been in my feels. I haven't been developing a roster. I will get back on the horse eventually. I just have to, like, you know, work myself up to it, because right now, like I've said, I don't necessarily have, like, a huge sex drive, all that sort of stuff. But what's she going on about now? Stella!
She's being so sassy. Oh, is it Tom?
Anki Tom!
Anki Tom! Anki
Tom! Hi! Tom, we're recording our podcast. Come say hi. $200. Come say hi. Okay, we're just gonna keep going because Tom's my brother's here, guys. So if you hear a boy in the background, that's all it is. Yeah, so I've been in my feels about the Floppy Head Idiot. I am going to do my best to move on from it because it's just not suiting me right now. We do have Europe in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Is it less than 2 weeks?
Yes, it's very, very soon. So.
I can't wait.
2 Scottish weddings. I'll probably meet the love of my life at one of them. So,
oh wait. So my London boy, who's gone a bit. He'd like lain low a little bit, and I was just like, lain low.
What do we call him? Sweetie baby, honey pie.
Yeah, that one. I hadn't heard from him for a while. I still haven't heard from him, but he's back on the Insta stalk. He's in every story. He's on every post.
He's back from the dead digitally.
Yeah. And I'm so here for it because I'm just like, every time I think about him. So I'm like, okay, maybe. Maybe that's a thing.
We love that. Yeah, we'll see. We love that.
Might drop like a first message at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, we have to meet him. I want to go out with him.
Oh, yeah, he's fun. Like, he's a fun time.
He's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Hi, Tommy. So Stella's going nuts. The only boy that Stella likes is my brother. So now she's just, like, beside herself.
She did actually like Mr. Wants the Wife as well.
Yeah, she got there with him.
Oh, she's nibbing his ears. Stop.
Stella, is Uncle Tom there? Anyway, oh, my God, that's so cute.
She's going nuts. I love it.
She loves him. Oh, my God. Okay, so moving on. Last week we discussed some, like, age gap things that we've been through. Was it age gap or how did we get onto this one?
Okay, so it was in the bonus episode.
Yeah.
I think there was a story, I actually can't remember which one, that reminded you of, it was some chick's friend's dad hitting
yes.
on her.
Yes.
And that reminded you of a not similar, but bit of a keep it in the family situation.
Haven't I always? I'm saying that to you, Lucy, because keep it in the family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they're all about that.
We know all about that.
But yeah.
Hold on. Tom, I'm going to tell a sex story. Do you want to be here to hear it? Oh, you got money. Okay, beautiful. Do you want to be here to hear it? Okay. Can you take Stella with you? Sit on your phone and play TikTok somewhere. Love you. Stella, go with Uncle Tom. Okay, sorry. Now I've cleared the room for my brother because he, as much as he loves me, he doesn't like to hear this sort of stuff.
Honestly, fair play.
So fair. Anyway, so this on last week's the bonus episode, a girl said that she'd kissed her best friend's dad and...
No, it was her best friend's dad was hitting on her.
No, but she said that she kissed him and then he was trying to meet up with her secretly.
Oh, that was it. Okay, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yep. Mm. An elephant never forgets. yeah, and I was like, oh my God, we're like something similar. So this is probably one of, I would count top five, one of the worst things a friend has ever done to me.
Oh, okay, yep. It's going to be deep. Go.
Mm-hmm. So buckle up, guys, because it's a bit of a big one. So we're in the midst of COVID and lockdown. First lockdown, COVID's just hit, all that sort of stuff. And New South Wales rules, we were finally allowed to go to a friend's house that wasn't too far away. So I went to one of my best friends from childhood, her house, and already there was her uncle who was quarantining with her. And another girl that I wasn't very close with because she went to my old school as I left, but then made friends with all my friends. So it was a bit of like a crossover.
Yeah.
And I always just got the vibe that she was very pick me and very territorial over men. Like I went to my year 12 formal or something and one of the boys that I've known since like kindergarten was like, oh, Liv, will you come to the after party or something? And she like interjected, was like, I've already slept with him. And I was like, I don't want to sleep with this guy. Like, what? She's like, I fucked him on New Year's Eve. I'm like, I don't care. Like, what?
She's like dibs.
Very, very, very pick me. Anyway, so she, and like, but because she was friends with my friends and we were well into our 20s, I was like, okay, I'm going to try and make friends with this girl. And I'd made, it was like one of my New Year's resolutions that year was to make better friends with, we'll call her Amy. Was to make better friends with Amy. I was like, I'm going to say like invited her to a concert, things like that. And anyway, so it was the uncle who we'll call
Roger.
We'll call Roger and Amy were already there, my best friend and her boyfriend. And then my other best friend was coming. So we were having a little party of like, what, five? Six.
Okay.
Party of six. And this... Uncle was an actor and Amy was a big fan of his.
I mean, I'm a big fan of all actors. Mm. They just give me sexual energy.
Yeah, unfortunately. So Amy was there all starstruck. I was more shocked because I thought it being my best friend's uncle, because I didn't know the story. So I thought he was going to be like her dad's age.
Okay.
So I rock up and I'm like, who's this guy?
How old was he? Like how much older than you?
9 years older.
That's hot.
Well, and he's hot. So yeah,
that's a good age gap.
Yeah, I was like, the fuck is this? Who's this man cutting pickles in your kitchen? She's like, that's my uncle. I was like, I was literally just expecting like a replica of your dad. So anyway, so he and I were like vibing, and like the drunker we got, the more like thick the vibe was. And you could tell that Amy was panicking about it, and you could tell that my best friend was panicking about it, because she was like, Liv, no, you cannot hook up with my uncle. And I was like trying not to, babe, trying my best not to. And then it got to like towards the end of the night, and she was like, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Like, I can see the connection. It's just going to happen. So do whatever you want. Just please don't tell me the details. So it's like, okay.
Fair play.
Off we pop.
I feel seen by this girl.
I feel like we snuck up to the spare room and had like a quickie.
Oh.
But like didn't finish or anything. Just like had a quick, just like a little, yeah. Like as soon as we got permission, it was like, okay, just have to like let a little bit of steam out at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So then at the end of the night, my best friend, who's not house it was passed out on the sofa, and Roger and I were like, okay, like let's go to bed. So we had a box of crackers that he was holding. No, I was holding the box of crackers, and he had two glasses of water for us, and my best friend stares. So they like they were like an L shape. So like you can't see the bottom from the top and the top from the bottom. Like, you know, and they've got a corner. So I'm walking up the stairs and Roger's following me. And then I get to the top and he's not behind me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where did he go? And I hear Amy downstairs bad mouthing the fuck out of me. And I'm only at the top of the stairs, but she can't see me. So, you know, I had like a moment of clarity where it's like, okay, Liv, sober up here, because you're going to have to remember this conversation in the morning.
Yeah.
And she went on and on and on about how I always get what I want. Whatever Liv says goes. Whatever Liv wants, Liv gets. Just like absolutely fucking dragging me, making me out to be some sort of tyrant.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've never been in competition with this girl over a boy. Yeah. I've never liked any of the boys that she's liked. Like,
just feeling a bit salty.
So salty. Like, this is probably the first guy that it wasn't even a competition, because it was just like he and I had a connection off the bat. Like, it wasn't like she was getting somewhere with him and I swooped in and took him. Like, it was not.
It just happened. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was not that deep. Like, it was the first night we'd all met him.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not like she had, like, history with him and then you've, like, gone in there. Like, no.
No, yeah. And that would be fucking disgusting. I could never, ever, ever have sex with somebody that my best friend or like any of my friends have had sex with.
Any of my friends, even kissed. I'm just like, no.
Absolutely not. Yeah. The only person that like I've shared with a friend was my, like afterwards, like so a girl that I wasn't friends with in high school, my high school boyfriend lost his virginity to her, and then her and I made friends in our 20s.
Oh.
And that's the only time I've ever like kissed or had sex with anybody after a friend has.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, because I think
fair though. Yeah.
Because I think it's gross. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I don't want to. I think it's gross. Anyway, so she's at the bottom of the stairs, bad mouthing me to Timbuktu and back. And
was she calling you?
She was just like, it was just like over and over again, like just making me out to be some sort of brat or some sort of slut, and just like,
right,
like Liv gets boys wrapped around a finger, be careful of that. Like, yeah, like really making me out to be some sort of villainess that is just like pussy whipping dudes left, right and center, and
fuck if ruining, only.
You know, I wish, yeah. I fucking wish, but that's unfortunately not the case. And it was a lot of like, yeah, you know, whatever she says, she gets, like blah, 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 blah. Like I'm some sort of like spoiled brat. I'm like, I wish whatever I said went.
Well, this is like mean coming from like a random girl though, isn't it? It's a bit next level coming from a friend.
Well, we were better friends. Like I thought we were better friends with that, because I was in the middle. Like my New Year's resolution was to make better friends with this.
Yeah.
With this. in this situation, that's what I meant. Like, my New Year's resolution was like, I'm going to make better friends with Amy because she's such good friends with my friends. And, you know, I want to get to know her and give her the benefit of the doubt and, like, fight the vibes that I've been having for her since we were 17.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to, you know, feed in, I'm going to, like, go against my instincts here and, like, try and, like, make friends so we can all hang out and it's all good.
But sometimes you should just trust your instincts.
I should trust my instinct every single time, because every time I've had an instinct about somebody, I've always been fucking right.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the top of the stairs and it's gone on for so long that I'm sitting there eating the fucking crackers, because I'm sitting there with my box of crackers. Roger's downstairs with a glass of water, just hearing my friend talk shit about me. I'm listening too. And eventually got to the point where I was like, this is enough. So I walk downstairs, get to the bottom of the stairs. She looks like she shit herself. She's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, her eyes just like, and like deer in headlights, she shit herself. And I'm like, hey, Rog, you coming to bed, babes? And he's like, yes. Yes. He could not get out there quicker. He's running up the stairs behind me. We're like getting to the room. And he was, as soon as we got into the room, he was like, is that your friend? And I was like, I thought so. And he was like, that is the worst friend I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe that a friend would speak about another friend like that. And I was like, I know. Like, this is like red flags. Like, I feel like shit. Anyway, so woke up in the morning and we're like, so my friend's boyfriend and Roger were upstairs sleeping, and all the girls. So me, Amy and my two best friends were downstairs just like sort of cuddling up on the couch. And Amy just very clearly did not remember or acknowledge what had been said the night before.
Mm.
And so I, for once in my life, because I'm not one to let things go, I'm not one to let things slide.
Yeah, fair.
But for the first time in my life, I was like, you know what? She's obviously just salty that she didn't get the dude that she wanted, and I don't need to rub her nose in it anymore. I didn't bring it up. I said something quietly to my best friends much later in the piece. Was just like, look, like I heard her talking shit about me. It made me very uncomfortable. Don't say anything to her, but I just want to flag it with you. So the girls knew, but I was like very intentionally like, let's not make a song and dance about it, because she obviously feels like shit and is trying to forget, or she doesn't remember, and we were all very, very drunk, and like, let's just move the fuck on with it.
Yeah, fair.
So fast forward a few months. So Roger went traveling, like as soon as borders and stuff opened up with COVID. I was staying home because I had like family stuff on, and we kept in touch a little bit, like messages here and there. We weren't like together, but it was like enough for like when he came back into town, he let me know. So it was a Friday night and my friend messaged me saying, hey, do you want to come have a Star Wars marathon with us? And I was like, no, I don't want to have a Star Wars marathon. I had just had a Lord of the Rings marathon with them. So I was like, I have tapped out on my nerd abilities.
You're like, I'm not ready.
Yeah. I was like, I did the Lord of the Rings. I did all the Lord of the Rings stuff in like one sitting.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
But so, I'm still a little shocked it took you to 2020 though, if I'm honest.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it again. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
No, I love it so much. If anyone wants to nerd out on Lord of the Rings, message me.
If you want me to nerd out on Lord of the Rings with you, it's going to take a fat diamond to do
fair,
it again.
Fair.
So.
That and anal.
Oh, Lord of the Rings and anal. Yeah, no.
Yeah, we always say that. Yeah, no. Like, Liv's like, no anal before a ring.
Yeah, exactly. If you want the ring, you got to get me a fucking good ring.
Yeah.
I'm holding, I can't hold out my virginity. It's gone. So asshole stuff. Holding out.
Wait, you're an asshole virgin.
Absolutely.
Are you happy for this to be on?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Damn. No, nothing.
I think like a finger's gone on my butt.
Well, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, it has, because the boat, one. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Damn, okay, nothing. Yeah.
No one's going to be able to come forward and be like, I fucked her up the ass, because you haven't, babes. That's intact. Anyway, so Star Wars. Yeah, so my friends are like, oh, yeah, like, come over, watch Star Wars. And I was like, I cannot. And then Roger messages me like, hey, I'm back in town. Come over. And I'm like, I can't because I told your niece and her boyfriend I can't come over because I'm tired. So I can't just like show up at her house and be like, well, like, you just weren't the right person to message me to get me over. Like, that's bad form.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
So then I waited the whole weekend because I was like, okay, just like message me later and I'll come over like tomorrow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear from anybody all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like my best friend who we talk 20 times a day.
Oh.
Where is it? So I got to Sunday night and I messaged her like, what's going on? She's like, have you heard from Roger? I'm like, what, like, what's going on? And she was like, I think you need to hear from Roger. I was like, he shagged Amy, didn't he?
Stop. And he had?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah. And it was just like, he wasn't my boyfriend, I wasn't like in love with him or anything. And
but that's shady from a friend, because then you know that that was like a vendetta against you, you know? Mm-hmm. What I mean, like, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about the dude. The only thing that's like uncomfortable is that he's related to our mutual best friend, and it's always, you know, he like my like our best friend can't like exclude him from her life. Like, it's not like a, you know what I mean? It's just like an all like awkward like it's just an awkward situation.
Yeah.
So I went off at Amy because I was like, what the fuck is your problem? And everything came out and I was just like, you're like a single white female. Like, you probably didn't even want him until like I had him and all that sort of stuff. Like, I went really rogue.
Yeah.
Well, but like, fair. She took it because she was like, yep, all true.
Yeah.
Like, fair. She took it like, she took it like a champ. Got to give it to her. But like, well, obviously like never trust her because she's that type of gal that's just going to like throw absolutely anyone under the bus for male validation.
Well, look, you know what it is in those situations though? It's not even just that. It's like, that is a sign of her level of respect for you. Mm-hmm. And so if that's not there, it's like, well, this isn't a real friendship anyway, you know? Like,
that's the whole thing. And it's like, her whole thing was like, I didn't know that you guys were still talking. And it's like, we weren't really, but I'd literally gone there 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it would take me 60 years and a lot of convincing to go near any sort of dude that my friends have been with.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
You don't do it. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And it's just like one of the worst things a girlfriend's ever done to me, because it wasn't just like she shagged him. It was, she talked for at least 10 minutes about what a shitty person I was for him. So in hopes that he wouldn't shag me in the first place.
And then because he did, she shagged him.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not cool, bruh. Not cool.
No. Anyway, so moving on. Moving on. But that's the whole like, keeping in the family story for me.
I love that.
Yeah. Not a good one.
Okay. So,
Let that be a warning to anybody who's like, oh yeah, my mate's got a fit uncle. Maybe don't.
Just save yourself the trouble.
Save yourself the trouble. Oh, maybe God, don't.
Just hassle. All right, look. So we had like a little bit of a schedule for this episode.
We had notes.
We had like a little notes thing. And I'm thinking I scrap mine because.
Save it for another time.
Yeah, I think I've got something else I would like to share. Okay, so basically, yeah.
Going rogue.
Going a bit rogue. So obviously, I feel like because we're primarily like sex and dating, and this doesn't really involve either of that, but we did get a couple messages yesterday on our page that people would like us to discuss other things. I'm a bit like about that because like obviously this is what we're here for. We keep it lighthearted. Like,
what are the other things?
I don't know, they just said other things and like issues and stuff. And I was like, well, I don't know, obviously we want to keep this quite like a light and playful platform.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry guys, but I'm not going to talk about like what's happening in Palestine because
Don't even know.
I know, it's like people DM me on the daily being like, what are your thoughts on this? And like, I'm from a dumb fuck reality show. I do OnlyFans. Like, I do have my opinions and my beliefs, but like, nobody's here to hear me talk about that.
Yeah. And also, do you know what I think the problem is with this like culture of like everyone feeling pressured into having an opinion on everything or whatever. And it doesn't matter what you say, it's not the right opinion, by the way, because someone's going to come at you for it. Even if it is that you're just like ceasefire or like don't,
whatever, whatever, don't, whatever your opinion is.
Exactly. Everyone's got an issue. And I actually think like stuff like that, it's like, it's more problematic for people that don't know what they're talking about to have these endless opinions that they're ferrying out to all their listeners or people, followers or whatever, and they don't know what they're fucking talking about. It's like, no, just direct people to where they know they can find valuable information that is correct and accurate and factual and whatever. Anywho, so look, I was going to tell a dating story, but I think with reference to you discussing kind of like the shittiest thing a friend did, I was a bit hesitant to be like, to kind of follow that up with my story, because I was like, I don't want to make this whole episode like, basically I just hate bagging women, like I hate it. And I'm like, so it's like, obviously, obviously some women are dicks as well as men. I don't know. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to make this a whole episode, but I am thinking now that this is probably a story worth telling.
Go for it.
Okay. So basically, obviously I've worked in the modeling industry for like over 10 years now. And people do tend to ask like what has come along with that in terms of like relationships with other models and things like that.
Yes.
And look, I've been blessed with so many beautiful experiences. A lot of my best friends I've met through the industry, and we're real like women supporting women kind of vibes. And I experienced that for a very long time. So I was really lucky with that. And yeah, basically I'm going to talk about my first time in Australia, because I was here 8 years ago. I lived here for 2 years, and I became like very close and fast friends with another model. And we were like besties at one point. Like we would just hang out like every day, whatever we were doing, be like, do you want to come or whatever. We were with the same agency, and we just kind of like, I don't think we ever actually worked together, but like we were always in the same events or whatever. So yeah, fast friends, which is another one to be mindful of, I think, now.
Be cautious of the girls that obviously, well, not obviously, but like stick to you abnormally quickly.
Yeah.
Like, and like not because there's just like such a strong connection, but probably because they have an agenda.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference. A woman, we're saying this today, a woman's intuition.
Yeah, you just know. And to be fair, I did have like, I always trust it now. And I had this issue with Mr. Wants a Wife, actually, because I was like, I don't have good intuitive vibes with everyone you surround yourself with. So I don't care like who you want to hang out with or whatever, but like I'd prefer not to spend my time with these certain people or whatever.
Yep.
And I think that's fair to say, like you get to a certain point in life where you do trust your own judgment on these things. And yeah, so me and this girl, I'll call her Rachel. We were very quick fast friends, became very close. I would say she did have the occasional dig of like when I'd book a job or get a casting she didn't get or whatever, it would be a bit like, oh well, it's because you've come from London and like everyone thinks London's really cool and London models are really cool. And I'm just like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was a new face in London. I was a full-time waitress. Like,
how undermining is that though? Be like, I got this job because I am gorgeous. I'm the right fit for the job. And I meet the criteria. Like, you're meant to be my friend. You're meant to be supporting me. Like, oh, yeah. Just because you're from London. Fuck off.
And there wasn't a lot of that. Like, I did always think like, oh, she can't be like competitive with me though, because like we're a very different look. So like we would never be competing for the same jobs. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like if one brand was looking for a certain look that was her, they would never have been thinking about me. You know what I mean? So
it's not competition at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I started working pretty regularly with this brand that she used to work with a lot as well. And Yeah, so I was there basically every week at one point. And then it kind of started with I was getting like a lot of trolling on that brand's Instagram page. Yeah. And then I was in this place where I started getting like more and more anxious. This was kind of before I knew I had like anxiety and like real struggles with that.
Aware of the issue, yeah.
Yeah. And so I started losing weight because I was like struggling to eat enough mm-hmm. and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then so I was getting slimmer, which as a curve model is like
not good.
It's not good. Yeah. Like they obviously you should be the healthiest size for you. And I'm a fully advocate for that. But I think at the time,
give me a top up.
It was just like it was hard work to maintain my measurements because I was just like really struggling. And the yeah. more that I thought about it and the more people commented on it, the harder it got.
Mm-hmm. It snowballed.
Exactly. So I kept losing weight and stuff, which again was something she would pick up on and be like, oh, you're not really like a curve model. And I'm like, I'm not being funny, but it is fucked. But the industry starts curve at mm-hmm. a size 10. Which is tiny. It's tiny, especially if you're over 5'8", which you normally have to be as a model.
Mm-hmm. Size 10 to 12 is the average size.
Yeah, it's not big at all. And so it's kind of like, it's how you refer to it rather than whether it's wrong or right. You know what I mean? So then basically my friend came over from London. I'll code name her as well because she is implicit in this story. Rosie,
I like Rosie.
Rosie. Okay. So my friend Rosie came over from the UK. She's also a model and
stunning.
Yeah, stunning. And she came over and she was like, I kind of set them up as a friend date because I was back in the UK for a holiday. And she was like, look, Luce, like, I know this is your friend and like you do you, whatever. I personally get bad vibes and I don't want to really be around her. And I was just like, oh shit, okay.
Red flag.
So I was like, okay. And yeah, so we were all on a night out. And at the time we had this app where you could get free shit on your phone.
Love that.
Yeah, it's like models and influencers and stuff. So we were at this bar and we just kept getting bottle after bottle of like free stuff. It was so good. So good.
Dangerous.
Anyways, obviously y'all know, used to love smoking many a ciggy. So I go outside for a cig with Rachel mm-hmm. and what did we call it? Rosie has Rachel's phone to claim the next bottle.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. So Rosie, look, I'm not saying this is what you should do or whatever, but obviously she got vibes. She wanted to kind of have my back in this situation. She tripped and fell into her messages. Okay.
I don't know this story, so I'm just like, hot damn, go Rosie.
Okay, so babe.
Go with your gut.
There was a group chat in dedication to me and trolling me online on the brand's pages, on my pages, like literally being like, what shall we say next? Like, ha ha ha, like, look at this, look at what this other person said about Lucy or whatever. Don't worry, I've already told this brand to never work with her and stuff like that. Oh, like stuff that's affecting my work. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It was a lot, right? And I was like 21 and like very naive, very trusting. I'd only had good experiences up to this point. And obviously this came out because Rosie after I got back was like, I need to talk to you. Told me everything. I was like, what the fuck? I knew I was like a bit too drunk to have this conversation with Rachel. So I was like, let's table it. Yeah. I'll come back to it. So yeah, obviously we had this conversation, whatever. And she kind of just like deny or whatever. And I was like, well, I've seen it, but yeah. And then anyway, because kind of like all my friends rallied around me at the time and, were kind of being supportive of me or whatever. She then went to my agency and told them we were all bullying her. And yeah, so I wasn't even going to say anything to the agency, even though what she was saying was actually directly impacting my work. Mm-hmm. And then, so I get called in for a meeting by my agency being like, what's the sitch? What's going on here? And I was like, well, like, look, like, I don't know what you've been told, but this is what's actually happened. She was like, and the agency were like, well, you know, we told Rachel, like, unless it's impacting the agency's business or whatever, it's kind of not our place. And I was like, well,
it's directly impacting my work.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't going to say anything, but if anyone's being affected work-wise here, it's me. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, that was kind of it. Like, I have seen her since in London and stuff, and she tried to be all pally-pally and kind of like, let's mend bridges or whatever. But I was just like, look, I'm not going to be horrible to you. I just see you, and it is what it is. We never had an argument about it, nothing. I was just like, I've been dumb. This has been such a learning curve for me. And but like, I'm not going to lie, it really affected me. I went to therapy. I was like, this was the first time I started taking antidepressants. Like, it was a lot because I was like out here on my own. Mm-hmm. And that was someone that I brought into my support network, and that was then gone. So
in such like a catastrophic way as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Luz.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I thought I told you this before, but no.
So the only thing I knew about this was when we were house hunting.
Yes.
We saw one of her adverts at a bus stop, and you were like, that's that girl that was really mean to me last time I was out here. And I was like, Oh, fuck, like, what a cunt. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then we were like, this is a sign, this isn't the flat for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fully prepared to not bully her, but be a bitch if we ever see her. So let me know. Because we all know I could be a bitch.
But you know, it was genuinely one of those things where afterwards I was just like, I know how sad you are inside to have wanted to make me feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is punishment enough. Like, at least like I had those people rally around me or whatever, and like other people that love me and stuff. Like, maybe she doesn't have that as much, and that's why mm-hmm. she kind of acted in that way or whatever. But I do think it was a steep learning curve, especially for the industry that I'm in and kind of trusting too easily mm-hmm. and things like that. So, yeah.
At the end of the day, it wasn't anything that you couldn't come back from.
Amen.
But, yeah, girls, don't be like that. Don't be like fucking Rachel. Don't be like fucking Amy.
Yeah.
Don't be a pick me. Don't be a bully. Just, you know, support your friends and don't, you know, stab them in the back in any way.
Yeah. If you get a choice between a penis and your girls, pick your girls, man. Hoes before bros.
Girls all the way.
Every time.
I think we'll probably skip ghost stories this week.
And go straight to audience participation.
Okay, we'll do one audience participation thing.
This is, we asked our followers for their most hectic dating / sex stories.
Mm-hmm.
I got sent a three-parter, which is pretty hectic, that I'm obsessed with. Okay. So, went for a night away at a hotel with an ex. We got a room upgrade, then went shopping. Wink emoji. I dressed up for him, and then he tied me up using silk rope, and he went to town on me. Love the silk rope. That's such a good addition.
Remember episode one? Yeah. Remember episode two where I talked about getting tied up?
Yeah. I haven't done it since. I need to. Anyway, went to town on me to the point that I ended up falling off the bed, still tied to it, while he was fingers, tongue, and toys inside me. Wow. I can't think of where all the... Anyways, yeah. I orgasmed so many times that I was actually done. When I told him that, things got a little awkward, but the bullet toy he had been using ended up stuck inside me. Thankfully, I trusted him beyond belief, and he was able to get it out. Now I laugh about it, but at the time, I was both mortified and so orgasmed out, I could barely move to help. I'm so glad he got it out, and it didn't end in a trip to A&E, but the best night of sex I've ever had. Oh my God, that's so hectic. I love that, though, when you're just like...
Congrats.
Yeah.
But like as a former sex toy salesperson, I'm like, what's a bullet doing anywhere near that?
So true, to be fair.
Like that's what used to absolutely grind my gears as a sex toy salesperson. It's like you never put anything up you that doesn't have an anchor.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Wait, that's so good to know.
It's so little sex ed thing. So nothing goes up the butt that can't be pulled out. So it always has to have an anchor, like a little thing to stop it from, because the anus is like a suction.
Oh my God.
So it's like a vacuum. After a certain point, it's a vacuum. So you never put anything up that can't come back, that can't be pulled back out.
Yeah.
Bullet toys over the clitoris. I'm sorry, but like the vagina is not necessarily as much as a vacuum, but still not good. Like it's just like, what was that doing in your vagina? Like that is for external use only.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that, but I didn't know that it was that catastrophic if it's, it did. Like
it'll come back out. It's easy to fish out. But it's
yeah,
just
but
like,
that's a bit scary. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just as somebody that's had to like give the sex spiel, like safe sex toys usage, et cetera, spiel so many times. I'm just like, that's dumb. That's like putting a tampon in without a string attached. Like, what do you expect? And I know it's not her fault because it was being done to her, but it's like,
I was going
to
say she had no idea, but
I know, but I'm just like, that's just like, you know what I mean? I'm just, you know, when somebody like when you're in a certain profession for so long and somebody asks like, oh, is water wet? It's like,
no, it's not.
Yeah, but like congrats on all the good sex. Like,
yeah,
kind of jealous.
I obviously
need like a good lay at this point because I'm like salty about like, you're like,
well, happy for you and yeah, your good sex.
Happy for you and your good sex. Like, sorry he put a toy in you the wrong way.
I'm really not like a multiple orgasmer though.
I am.
Oh, you.
It's my party trick.
So jealous. I did like one time, I did like an orgasm and then like a bit of a squirt.
Proud of you.
That was amazing, but that was like the best ever. Like, I don't know.
Who
is normally,
that with? Old boss.
Old boss, yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
So good, man. Our sex life was so good. But yeah, no, like I'm just normally after like one as well, I'm like a bit like, oh, I'm done.
No.
But I would love that. Like this is like my fantasy to just keep going and going and be like, yeah.
That's me. I'm like the Cookie Monster when I start going. Like I can't stop.
You're like, give me more.
Yeah. And I don't say that in like a pick me like, I can come so many times and I fake them. No. I bounce back real quick. Keep up or get out.
Oh my God. So good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Love that.
Anyway.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrapping it up. We'll have more next week. Guys, please remember to DM us or email us or whatever you want to do, however you want to communicate with us, because we love to hear from you guys.
Also, please rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you also want to write a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be lush because some of them are pretty mean.
Be kind. Be kind. It's like all the trolls. And if you are listening to this podcast, you probably follow me on social media. So you see all the trolling I get.
Yeah.
Some of them are so dedicated. They've made their way onto Apple and Spotify.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, please rate us and yeah, come back for the next step.
We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.